Okay, Rav Osei, we'll try to do as much as we could a survey of Hilchos Chol Moed. Hilchos Chol Moed is a very broad topic. Let me first give you an orientation. Where can you look to find Hilchos Chol Moed in Shas and Poskim? Most of it is found in Masechta Moed Katan. Moed Katan actually is a reference to Moed Katan, meaning Chol Moed. In the Rambam, Hilchos Yontif, so beginning in Perek Vav, he has inyanim relating to Avelus B'Chol HaMoed, and in the continuing Perek, Perek Zayin, and also Perek Ches, the Rambam has many more of the details of Melechus Chol HaMoed, specific details. In Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, if you open up a Mishneh Berurah, Chelek Vav, that's where you'll find in the very first section, some 15 or so simanim. It starts with Tav Kuf Lamed, to Tav Kuf Mem Ches, a little more than 15 simanim in Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Chol Moed. And then, of course, in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, which is a very wonderful reference, in the very end of Chelek Sheni, you'll find very much organized in a different way, of course, than the Shulchan Aruch, but very well organized Hilchos Chol Moed. There are also a lot of Yisvarim that have come out over the years in English, in Lashon HaKodesh, that also malakate the pratim, the tikdukim of Chol Moed, especially as it relates to inyanim today that weren't didn't exist in the time when the poskim were discussing halachas, how to apply those particular klalim to situations in our world today. To give you just a sense of a range of what's covered, I'm just going to read you some of the headings of the Simanim in Shulchan Aruch, so you'll see how vast a topic it is. All right, so Chol Moed, Tav Kuf Lamed is one sif. It just sort of sets the tone. It says Chol Moed Asu B'Ksas Melachos. Then you have in Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis the Dinei Giluach B'Chol Moed and Tilas Tziparnayim B'Chol Moed. There was a special gzeira. This is not technical melacha that we'll see about the Issa Melacha B'Chol Moed, but Chazal Midrabanan made a gzeira not to shave and not to cut nails. Then you have Tav Kuf Lamed Gimel Melachos Hamutar B'Chol Moed. And then Tav Kuf Lamed Dalet is laundry, Dinei Kibbutz Chol Moed, that's also a gzeira. Then you have in Tav Kuf Lamed Hey, the Isser to move, to clear things out from Chatzar to Chatzar, that has to do with Tircha. This is an Isser Rabbanan of Tircha B'Chol Moed. Melacha might be Doraisa, we'll soon see according to some Shitas. Tircha, per se, is an Isser Rabbanan. Then you have Tav Kuf Lamed Vav, Tzorche Behema, which certainly we don't have Bisman Azer really much of this, but that's Tav Kuf Lamed Vav. Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin and Lamed Ches are very important simanim because they speak about Davar Ha'aved. It's an important rule within parameters of Melacha. There's a heter called Davar Ha'aved. If you'll be losing money, specifically your investment, then that becomes a basis to be Matir Melacha. That's Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin and Lamed Ches. Tav Kuf Lamed Tes is Dinei Schora B'Chol Moed. There's an Issa Schora, Pragmatia. That's also Gzer D'Rabbanan, commerce, to have do business dealings, to buy things. Again, there are exceptions. And then you have in Tav Kuf Mem, where was I? Tav Kuf Lamed Tes is Schora. Tav Kuf Mem is Binyan Astira B'Chol Moed, issues relating to Binyan Astira, building. Tav Kuf Mem Aleph is Ariga, weaving, specific malachas that we're talking about. And then we have Tav Kuf Mem Beis, another important issue, not to do malacha for schar. In other words, doing malacha for compensation is a problem to receive remuneration. Tav Kuf Mem Gimel, malacha de'en Yehudi. We know Amir Ola'akam is a problem on Shabbos, so it also is a problem, obviously, to extend it's mutter on Shabbos. Certainly it's mutter Chol Moed, but technically, if you're not allowed to do malacha Chol Moed, you can't have a non-Jew do it either. Tav Kuf Mem Dalet is Tzorchei Rabim, which is a special category that we're matir on Chol Moed. Again, details are mentioned there. Tav Kuf Mem Hei is Dinei Ksiva B'Chol Moed, the issue of writing, it has its own simen. And then you have Tav Kuf Mem Vav, and Tav Kuf Mem Vav, Tav Kuf Mem Vav, is life cycle issues. Marriage in Chol Moed, Tav Kuf Mem Vav, different reasons why you can't get married in Chol Moed. And Tav Kuf Mem Zayin, Tav Kuf Mem Ches is Onen Navelos, Rachmana Litzlan, and how that relates to Chol Moed. That is the Simanim in Shulchan Aruch by heading alone. So you can see, get a little bit of a sense of how much is out there. And as I noted, much of this is found in Masechta Moed Katan, and in the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Yontif, and in Mishneh Berurah on the Simanim, and Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. But let's begin with a broader survey of what the definition of Chol HaMoed is and what makes it so challenging to be able to pin down and understand, you know, where it fits within the scheme of Hilchos Yontif. When you, growing up, you think that the Chol HaMoed is basically a little break from everything that we think about in terms of Malacha, and it's Chol, and yeah, we still eat our matzah, we eat in the sukkah, but basically it's Chol within the Moed. So davening has a little bit of a difference. We say Yalav Yavo, we have Kriyas HaTorah, we say Hallel Shalem on the days of Sukkot, and half Hallel the rest of Pesach. Okay, and that's about it. But basically, you see, we make Havdalah from the first days to Chol HaMoed. So it's basically Chol. But that is a mistake. It's true that it's clearly different than the first days of Pesach and the last days of Pesach, and so it is by Sukkot, the first day, and Shemini Atzeres. Clearly, relative to those days, you can call it Chol. And from that perspective, the weekday, the davening of Shachris is going to be weekday davening with Yalav Yavo, and you do make Havdalah. All that is true. What's also true is when the Torah speaks about Issa Melacha in the Pesukim, the Torah specifically says about Yom HaRishon being Asa B'Melacha, and Yom HaShvi Yatzeres Hashem HaKachos Asa Melacha by Pesach, or by Yom HaShmini Shabbason on Shmini Yatzeres. The Torah explicitly speaks about Mikra Kodesh in connection to the Issa Melacha regarding the first day and the last days. The Torah doesn't explicitly use the word Mikra Kodesh regarding Chol HaMoed, although there may be allusions to it. All that is true. But we see at the same time that there are halachas that do apply all across the board through Chol HaMoed as well. We know that there's a mitzvah, v'samachta b'chagecha, the Torah writes it by Sukkot several times, but we learn that by all the chagim as well, with Sukkot and Shavuos. And so mitzvah simcha applies, as Mishnah tells us in also in Sukkot, regarding Sukkot, kol shmona. There's obviously applications in halacha for that. There's an isper hesped v'tainif, we mentioned about avelus b'moed. We have an isper to fast on Chol HaMoed. There's also indications that Mikra Kodesh goes even on Chol HaMoed, because at the end of the section of Parshas Emor that speaks about the Moedim, so it says in sum about everything, El Moed Hashem Mikroi Kodesh, at the end of the whole series of the cycle of the Moedim. So it sounds like the Torah is even referring to Chol HaMoed as part of the larger Inyan Mikra Kodesh. Clearly, there's a mitzvah of Kibbud and Oneg on Shabbos, and the Rambam extends it to Yontif. So maybe in the most formal sense of the word, Kavod va'oneg doesn't apply per se to Chol HaMoed, but Mikra Kodesh, to the extent that it also has an overlap with the notion of Kibbud va'oneg, does apply on Chol HaMoed. And based on that, the fact that there's Heter Melacha, which we'll discuss obviously at length, does not necessarily mean that there isn't Kedusha to Chol HaMoed. Clearly, there's a difference. But how we magdir, how we formulate that difference is very important. And I'll give you a mashal, because to one formulation given in the name of Rav Chaim, brought in the Brisker Haggadah, the Beis Levi, it's called, the Haggadah Beis Levi, came out many years ago. He writes in the name of Rav Chaim, quote, Kedushas Chol HaMoed shove mamish el Kedushas Yontif, elash yesh heter miyuchad lasus melacha. It was to the extent that we have heter melacha, there are things that are usser, but there clearly are categories that are mutter that do not exist on Shabbos and Yontif. But Rav Chaim formulated as the kedusha is identical. Baharaya, there's a carbon musaf brought throughout Yontif. On Sukkot, they change from one day to the other. On Pesach, Ka'ela, Tasaleyom, Shabbos Yomim. Typically, the Isser Melacha goes together with Musaf. On Rosh Chodesh, maybe not exactly, except in Migdash, maybe there is an Isser Melacha, and we bring a Karban Musaf from Rosh Chodesh as well. So in that regard, Isser Melacha does go together with Karban Musaf. Clearly, therefore, Rav Chaim thought that the Torah gave a particular, or the Chacham gave a particular, how they're magdirit, a heter in certain areas of Malacha, but the Kedusha is the same. Having said that, we do know that we're mavdil, being kodesh l'chol to Chol HaMoed. The Avnei Nezer has an interesting way to explain it. He says, again, all more hashkafadik, he says it's like the Levana and the Chama. The Levana reflects the aura of the Chama. So it's not its independent source of light, but it reflects the ore that it gets from the sun. Says the Avnei Nezer, in that way, Chol HaMoed has Kedusha, but the Kedusha is emanating from the days that Chol HaMoed is sandwiched in between. There's the day before, the day after, and the Mela, that gives the Koach of the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed. So given the fact that Chol HaMoed has Kedusha, and this could be the basis for Issa Melacha to the extent that it exists, one should recognize, therefore, that it's important to respect Chol HaMoed, and we see how Chazal emphasized that. Chazal talk about a terrible thing called Mevazeh Es HaMoados. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in Paragimel, HaMachalas HaKadshim, HaMevazeh Es HaMoados, etc. Ein lo chelok al olam haba. That's a very, very powerful statement. A Gemara in Sachem and Makis, Kol Mevazeh Es HaMoados, Ki ilo Oved Avodah Zarah. The Bar Tanura on the Mishnah Avos explains, what does it mean to be Mevazeh Es HaMoados? Number one, it says, Osem en Melacha. To the extent that Melacha is Aser, you do Melacha, that's called Mevazeh Es HaMoados. Continues the Bar Tanura, also he says, Oh, Noeg Behem Minik Chol Ba'achila Ushtia. In other words, in the way that you relate to the day, you greet it too casually. You don't have any type of a formal type of a meal, and in terms of dress as well. While it's true that there's no chiyuv to eat bread on Chol HaMoed, the same way there is on Shabbos and Yantif, if you would forget Yal V'Yavu and benching, therefore, you would not have to repeat benching. But there's an inyan to have a meal of pas, by night and by day. That is showing chashivas. You can, on a typical day, you might have a quick Danish, and that's your breakfast. Chol HaMoed, you should have a more formal breakfast and a more formal dinner or lunch, whatever the case may be. Similarly, regarding dress, the Mishnah Berurah makes this clear in the beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed. He brings from the Magid Avram, who brings from the Sefer Tanya, which is one of the Rishonim, the Maril was, I think he used to wear his yontif garb on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah and the Sharetzion points out, in terms of the hierarchy, he claims that you don't have to wear mamish the level of Big Day Shabbos, but you have to wear something upgraded from Big Day Chol. So that means to say, in other words, if you dress down on a regular day with casual attire, you should not wear casual attire on Chol HaMoed. I notice Balabatim often don't realize this. You go to Shul Chol HaMoed with a regular casual, golf shirt or polo shirt. You wouldn't wear that on any kind of a formal occasion. You may not have to wear your best suit, but you should definitely upgrade in the way that you dress. Clear halachas, and again, this borders on what's called Mevazeh Es HaMoados. So it's very important to keep that perspective, to have a certain formality, the Mishnah Berurah, Chashulchan, they bring, to have a tablecloth on the table for all of Chol HaMoed, the same way you set the table or have the table, ready to be set on any kind of formal day. So Chol HaMoed has to have a certain association in your mind with being a special day. That's in terms of the general approach to Chol HaMoed. What we want to talk about for the most part is the inyan of melacha, because this is really where the details get very hard to pin down, let's say. And the very question itself of issa melacha, when it exists, is it an issa doraisa, the same way the Torah asks melacha on yantif, but it has certain loopholes and certain exceptions, or is the entire paradigm of issa melacha midrabanan? The Torah did not create issa melacha. The Torah wants to respect the moed, but does not ask for the melacha and moed. So there's an important sugya that you find in Chagiga on Daf Yudches. And there, the Gemara, again, you have in your packet all the various specific marmakomos. The Gemara brings several drushes, five drushes in total, that all indicate that there's an issa melacha b'chol HaMoed. And again, I'm not going to go through all the drushes. Some of those drushes are based on psukim that speak about Pesach. Some speak about Sukkot. Some can be used for either one. But the big question is, are these drushes Doraisa or are they just Nasmachta? Major Machlokes Rishonim. What's interesting is, after the Gemara quotes all the drushes, the Gemara says that the following words, Misaran HaKasav LaChachamim. Now, those words might suggest that the entire paradigm of issa melacha is drabanan. The chum are the ones that are calling the shots. But it's also possible to assume that the issa is doraisa, but the Torah gives a chachamim the ability to fill in the blanks and define what the Torah asked. And therefore, once a chachamim are koveya the specifics, the iser is in fact a doraisa. So, who holds what? It's long list on each side. Even the way the Medayik and the Mechaber and the Ramah, you can start thinking, what are they mean? What do they say? What do they mean? When you read the first simin, the first sif, which is one sif really, that simin, the Mechaber says, quote, Chol Amoyed, Asur B'Ktsas Melachos, Umuta B'Miktsasan. Adkan Lashon of Yosef Cairo. Chol Amoyed is Asur in some Melachos, and Mutar in other Melachos. Does he mean Doraisa? Does he mean the Rabbanan? So most assume that the Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion that's Asur Midrabbanan. The Ramah, on the other hand, he continues, says, Hagah lefi tzorach ha'inyin shayanira lachachamim lahatir. So I think it's a Gra that's Midayik in the Ramah, that the Ramah is of the opinion that Melachos Chol Moed is Doraisa, the Chacham are the ones who are going to be telling you what's not part of the Torah's Issa. So here you have, even within Mechaber the Ramah, this question. There's a very lengthy bir halacha, the very beginning of Hilchos Chol Moed, where he brings you a long list, I think it's 12 and 12 on each side of this issue regarding whether it's Asa Doraisa, Asa Drabanan. And again, the list is very, very long, and it could be very nogeya in terms of understanding the implications. For example, in the case of Suffolk, there is a possible compromise view, and that's the Ramban, that he mentions as well, which is that there may be things that Doraisa and things that Derabanan. We're going to see soon when we go through the various klalim. So there's something called Tzorach HaMoed, this Isurim, even within Tzorach HaMoed, that has to be in a particular way, called Maise Hedyot, not Maise Uman. Those details, says the Ramban, for example, might be Midrabanan. But Midaraisa or Tzorach HaMoed is Mutter. But there might be cases that even would be Midaraisa Aser. So there may be issues within, you know, Hilchos Chol Moed, that Mechavin Melachto HaMoed is Aser. If you particularly planned it in advance to do it on Chol Moed, then you're not allowed. That could be perhaps a Drabanan. But the category that's Aser, Midaraisa, might still exist as well. It's not with Tzorach HaMoed. So that's with the Ramban, sort of like a compromise view. And again, all of this is brought in detail in the Bir Halacha, in the beginning of Hilchos Chol Moed. Again, we don't have time to go through all of that, but you know, hopefully you can do it at some point. But what I'd like to do is try to show you a little bit about the sides on this issue, and then we'll go through maybe the underlying hashkafa of this, and then some of the details. So there are numerous rayas that's brought. Tosfos in Chagiga Yudches is of the opinion that it's only Asa Drabanan, and these are in Asmachta. So he has a lot of interesting rayas. Give you an example or two examples. How many aliyas do we have in Chol Moed and Kriyas HaTorah? How many aliyas?
Four.
Correct. How many aliyas do we have on Yontif? Five. So that would suggest that we're talking about a level which is less than Yantif, which would suggest that it only is Asa B'Melech, not Asa B'Melech, the more Chamor, the more Kedusha, the more Aliyas. So therefore, if you see that it's like a Rosh Chodesh in that regard, that it's four Aliyas, not three, but not five, that means it's one notch below Yantif. This is one of the Rayas of Tosis. Another Raya is a Gemara in Abu Dazar, Daf Chabay, the end of the parak there, that you're not allowed to rent a merchatz, a bathhouse, to a Kusi, because he does melach and Chol Moed, and he doesn't know the halachas, he doesn't follow the halachas, and therefore you'll be violating Lifnei Iver. So Tosfos is of the assumption that Lifnei Iver can only be violated if the issa that's being done by the person that you're enabling is a doraisa. So how could it be Lifnei Iver if the whole issa melach is the Rabbanan? One can be doche the raya, obviously, by saying that maybe the Lifnei Iver is not Doraisa. If you're enabling an Avera Drabanan, then the Lifnei Iver becomes this Drabanan. Not only that, it could even make a case. I think the Minchas Chinuch wants to say that if the Maisa is a Michshol, even if the Torah didn't answer it, but if you're enabling this Drabanan, you could even be violating the Lifnei Iver Doraisa. So that Raya might not be a Raya. These are examples. Another Gemara that's brought is the Gemara in Krisus Dav Tes, that a Ger Toshav, who's sort of in between a Goya ben Noach and a Ger Tzedek, so he has certain status, privileges, that he can live in Eretz Yisrael. We're supposed to give him some parnasa. So what about Shabbos? What are his standards of keeping Shabbos? So one mandamah says he has a din like a Yisrael b'chol amoyed. So again, that would maybe suggest that there's halachas of Chol Moed, that certain halachas are us, some are mutter, on a deraisa level. Again, these are all different gemaras that the Rishonim try to throw and prove one way or the other. At the end of the day, though, as I said, this is a major machokas. Bedas Rambam, so it's assumed by most shitas that the Rambam holds it's a drabanan, and that's what the Chinuch assumes Bedas Rambam. Although there are those who push maybe the Keren Orim, beginning of Sechta Moed Kaden and Sternbach, that maybe the Rambam itself can be interpreted as a Doraisa. Here's the Lashon Rambam that makes you, try to be medayik one way or the other. He writes in the beginning of Perek Shvi, Perek Zayin, Vilchus Yontif, quote, and this is also a bit of a window into understanding what it means to be Aser Melacha Chol HaMoed. Chol HaShemoed, says the Rambam, Afal Pishalo Nemar Bo Shabbason, never says the word Shabbason, which is the Yisra Melacha in the form of an Asay on Chol HaMoed. It says Yom HaRishon Shabbason, Yom HaShmini Shabbason, Chol V'Nikra Mikra Kodesh. It's called Mikra Kodesh. It's under that umbrella called Mikra Kodesh. V'Arehu Zman Chagiga B'Migdash. It was a Zman Chagiga, means if you could bring Chagiga all throughout Yantif, your chiv to bring Kamer Chagiga. Asur Basias Melacha, says the Rambam, Kedei Shelo Yia Kishar Yemei HaChol She'en Behen Kedusha Klal. So that it not be like the other regular weekdays that have no Kedusha. So the way the Rambam's formulating the halacha, one could certainly glean from the Rambam that it's not mamish midoraisa, and he continues, says, ha'ose bo melacha, ha'asura, makinoso makas, mardus mesha isuro midive sofrin. So again, the Rambam would sound like it's not doraisa, it's only makas mardus, and it's called divay sofrin. Now, one could push back because the Rambam has a different lexicon from divay sofrin. The Rambam refers to even things that are learned out of a drush as divay sofrin, and therefore that could still make it doraisa anyway, but still it's controlled divay sofrin. It still has a status of doraisa, and that which is not going to get malchus doraisa could be because maybe the makor is not enough to be an alav. You have to look back at Chagiga Daf Yud Ches. Some of the drushes would suggest alav. Some of the drushes would suggest that it's only an essay. And maybe other reasons why it's not Malkus Doraisa. So one maybe doesn't have to assume for sure in the Rambam, although the Chinuch does assume in the Rambam that's only the Rabbanah. Again, and then they have a long list on either side and different shittas. As I noted before, just to remind you, again, the Ramban is sort of in the middle. The Ramban says, if it's not Sorech HaMoed, and it's not a Dabar Ha'aved, then it's Asa Midoraisa. If it's Litzorach HaMoed, or it's a Dabar Aved, then Midoraisa it's Mutter, but then Chachamim might impose certain caveats within that category of Heta Melacha, such as Maisa Uman or Kivan Melachta LaMoed. But if it's not even going to make a Dabar Aved category, or make a Litzorach HaMoed category, says the Rabban, that would be Doraisa. So the Rabban is sort of mixing and matching, and that's sort of a middle Shita. Okay. There is a very interesting comment of the Yerushalmi that Tosus mentions as one of his rayas as well, that the Isser Malacha is a Drabanan. But even if we learn it's a Doraisa, this becomes still a very important window into understanding the nature of Isser Malacha, be it Doraisa, be it Drabanan. And the Lashon that Tosus quotes from the Yerushalmi is as follows. Kulum Asru Bimalacha. We're talking about Chol HaMoed now. Is it not the whole purpose and the reason that they forbade melacha el kedei sheyu ochin b'shosin, that you can enjoy yourself, be again by Torah, and you can involve yourself in learning Torah? So the point is that the purpose of melacha was in order to enable you to enjoy the chag in a physical sense and in a spiritual sense. And if you're going to do melacha, that's going to sort of remove the natural Oneg Yantif, Oneg Ruchni, Oneg Gashmi, that Chazal wanted or that we want you to have. The Lashon Kulum Asru, says Tosus, would suggest that the entire enterprise of Issa Melacha is the Rabbana. But again, if you're going to go with the other Pshat, that Misarna Kasav HaChachamim could mean that the Torah creates an Isser that the Chachamim are going to be the ones to fill in the blanks on, and there may be other examples like that, then you could also understand Kulum Asru in light of the fact that the Chacham were the ones who the Torah gave the authority to exactly define for us what the Issa Melacha is. So it says Kulum Asru because of the role that the Chacham played in defining for us what the Issa Deraisa is. But meanwhile, we see that there is a certain way to understand the parameters of Issa Melacha Chol HaMoed. And that is that it shouldn't be something that will take away from the spirit of the day. if you're not going to be able to use the day to the maximum, to be able to enjoy physically, spiritually, what the day has to give you, that is a violation, and that's what the Issa Melacha is based on. And that takes us back to the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says that the Issa Melacha is Kedei Shelo Yiyah Kishar Yimei HaChosh Ein Ben Kedusha Klal. And the more that we start looking at the Gemaras, as we'll soon see regarding Tircha, for example, and things like that, do you see why this makes a lot of sense? Because what Tircha means by definition, which is a certain word that the Gemara uses in Moikatan in numerous places when it speaks about Isurim of specific cases, because what does Tircha mean? Tircha means that you're preoccupied. If your mind can only take in so much at one time, the more that you have an open mind, the more you can feel the pleasures, you can smell the flowers, you can enjoy and obviously have a good head to learn and focus, and that's what the Torah wants. So Tircha takes away that. Tircha is like a tirda. Tircha means that you're going to be preoccupied with something else. Okay, so let's begin to talk about the categories and then some of the details. The Mishnah Berurah here in the beginning of Tavkuf Lamed, it's based on the Gra on the Siman also. He says there are five categories that we can lay out here in terms of speaking about Issa Melacha B'chol HaMoed. What are the five? So we have what's called Davar HaAved, which means that there's going to be a loss of investment, and there you're allowed to do Melacha. And we can understand a little bit why that is, because if you're so preoccupied about the loss of money, then the exact opposite will happen. Not doing the Melacha will detract from the Simchas Yontif. So that's where, to the contrary, the Heter does exist, because that will enable you more to be able to engage. That makes perfect sense from that logic. Another example, Tzorchei Moed, Tzorach HaMoed. Now, Tzorach HaMoed can now break down to another category, a subcategory. There's Ochel Nefesh, as we know by regular Yontif, Ochel Nefesh is Mutter. And then you have broader Tzorchei HaMoed that are not Ochel Nefesh. Now, really, Ochel Nefesh can itself be broadened to refer to Tzorchei HaGuf. In other words, a woman putting makeup on for your own, showering, your Tzorchei HaGuf, and then you have Tzorchei HaMoed, but it's not Tzorchei HaGuf. Then you have a poel, this we don't have today very much, but a person who literally has nothing to eat, so they can do work in order to be able to provide for the needs of their family to eat. So that's a heter as well. And then you have Tzorchei Rabin. Tzorchei Rabin is a category where it's a public need, and that becomes the basis to be matir. Again, a whole siman Shulchan Aruch. And we have what's called Maisa Hedyot. Within the notion of Tzorchei HaMoed, we have Maisa Hedyot as opposed to Maisa Uman. So these are the categories that the Mishnah Berurah lays out, and again, based on the Gra. Now, the Chinuch has in Mitzvah Shin Chav Gimel, Parshas Emor, a very important way to think about the halachas of Chol HaMoed. It's based on the Ksugyan in first parak in Moed Katan. The Gemara has an expression that the Hilchos Moed are like Hilchos Kusim. What does Hilchos Kusim mean? Kusim were very arbitrary in what they would embrace and what they didn't hold by. Sometimes they could be very makbid on a particular halacha, even more than us. They took it mamish to the nth degree. And other things which are very important, and they simply ignored it. So you can't really, it's very more like ad hoc. So the Gemara says that Hilchos Moed are similar to that, that ein lemedo zumizu. Chazal might talk about this case and tell you usser. They talk about that case and tell you mutter, and so on. And you want to think, well, what's the internal logic here? If this is usser, then for sure the other case to be usser. It should be no different, and vice versa. But the answer is you can't do too much of that on your own. Chazal have sort of a larger perspective, and they think that this, based on the larger agenda, is usser, period. And they laid out that particular activity as it's usser. And they said about another thing, it's mutter. What are some of the variables and factors? Obviously, we can imagine what they are. Tircha, how much loss by Dava Aved, and so on. But Umaisa, you can't be too smart and say, I'm going to figure out from here what would be over there. So in that idea, the Chinuch writes in a very beautiful way the following. Klau ze yeh biyadecha. Keep this rule and this principle in mind. Shehilchos, he has a different mashal, not Hilchos Kusim. Hilchos Shvusei Shabbos. There's Shvus on Shabbos, and Chazal goes to certain things. So he says, Hilchos Moed, I like Hilchos Shvusei Shabbos. The irony is that there's no Shvusim on Chol Hamoed. If we talk about Malacha, we'll talk about Malacha. But let's say in Yonim like Muktzah, that we know is Noeg on Shabbos, and Yontif does not apply on Chol Hamoed. And Nimtzochefzecha v'daber davar, conversations that you have about in Yonim that are not Shabbos, they're Yontif, they do not apply in Is on Chol Hamoed. Lamaisa, though, the Chinuch makes this comparison. Hilchos Moed ki Hilchos Shvusei Shabbos, she'en lecha l'damos l'hotzi behen davar midavar. You can't extrapolate. Ki pa'amim timtza l'raboseinu zechronim l'vracha matirin melacha kveida b'din echa. This melacha, which is very intense, you do it a certain way, okay. U'pa'am yachmiru ala kala b'din echa. In another case, which is a very innocuous type of melacha, they'll say, no, that you cannot do. Ba'al titam ala davar, says the Chinuch. Ki a Torah lo asra velo itira el mashias kimu ehem. See, the Chinuch is coming from the perspective that the Isser is doraisa. But the Torah puts its hands on the Chacham, say, you make the call. So the Torah is going to forbid or permit what the Chacham are going to decide. And so it is by Shvusei Shabbos and Yontif. We find that sometimes a particular Shvus, Chazal think, are so important that even the Makom Torah, like a situation Erev Pesach, a person would become Tahor based on doing an Isser Shvus, and therefore you could have Karban Pesach, and Chazal say, no, even the Makom Karis, we're not going to waive our Shvus. Kind of priorities, wouldn't you want him to be able to be Tahor for Karban Pesach? No, Chazal could decide they're going to keep their Isser in place. And sometimes ein shvus b'migdash, sometimes they waive the shvus. So here's the chinuch thing, similar thing over here. Hilchos Chol Hamoed doesn't follow a natural rhyme or reason. You can't always know what's going on here. And therefore, zechor b'ni klal zeh, that you can't ein dudin behen davar midavar. Which, of course, makes things so much more challenging for us when we try to sort our own way. And at the end of the day, you know, it's always good to be aware that you can't assume automatically something is Mutter because it's chol hamoed. There's a board, I forget which sefer they bring this, that the fact that we have Tainus Bahab, Sheni Chamisha Desheni, right after Sukkis, in the beginning of Cheshvan, and right after Pesach in Iyar, is based on the fact that it's cannot impossible that we were not nichshol in violating Malach and Chol Hamoed. Therefore, we need the kapara of Tainus Bahab. Goes to show you again what we're dealing with. The Lashon of the Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Avas Chesed brings from Yochanan and Voliner Hanhagas. And one of his Hanhagas is, quote, Lo lohaziz l'shum pu'ula im lo yachkosh ein chshash chil Shabbos v'yantif u'moed. Don't lift your finger to do anything before thinking twice. Maybe what I'm doing is asa. Okay, Shabbos and Yantif might have an easier time for that. But Chol Hamoed may be even more important because it's so tricky. Okay, so we're going to talk about some pratim and klalim in Malachas and Chol Hamoed, but we should also know the following underlying variable that very much goes often together with Malacha, and that is what's called Tircha. Now, we do find that there's a tremendous relationship, a tight connection between Malacha and Tircha. I'll give you a few more makomos, but again, you can find more. The beginning of Masechta Mayikadin has the issue called Beis HaShalchin. Beis HaShalchin is a field that needs constant irrigation. It will dry up easily if you don't constantly irrigate it. So it's talking about watering the Beis HaShalchin. And there's one way you can do it that requires less effort, and another way that requires more effort. So the Mishnah discusses when it's okay, when it's not okay. The issue that's koveya, when it's asimut, is there's a lot of tircha or not. Now, the issue is davar aved. We're talking about the world called davar aved, because if you're not going to water it, you're going to have a tremendous financial loss. But within davar aved, they balance that with tircha meruba versus tircha muetes. And where you draw the line is always a question. So therefore, Chazal said, in those particular cases, what's called a tircha meruba that's asa even by davar aved, and what would be considered tircha muetes, that would be sufficient. So you see already the relationship, even within the world of Issa Malacha, of Dava Avi, which is technically mutter, but it's only mutter if there isn't too much tircha. And the Lashna Gemara there in Moikat and Dav Beis and Adais, Bish, the Gemara is talking there by Shvius and by Moed. So the Gemara says, Bish, Lama Moed, Mishim Tirchu, Ubimakam Seida, Shaul Rabbana. So Rashi says, quote, "Lo ase b'shum melacha el mishum tircha." Makom pseida sorry, makom pseida zavar ave. So Rashi's mashma, "Lo ase b'shum melacha el mishum tircha." The Gemara has the halacha that you can't marry on Chol HaMoed, and a few different reasons are given in Daf Ches. And one reason is mea torach, because getting married is a bal gan. It's a torach, it's a tircha. That's one of the reasons. Other reasons are given also in Arvin Simcha b'Simcha, but one reason mea torach. Again, another Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel, Moed Mishum Tirchahu. Now, there are examples of Tircha per se, that's Usser, right? That the very Isser to move, to move things, to go to another location, that's an Isser for Tircha per se. But when you have Malacha, it also seems to be driven, and the fuel, the engine of the Isser Malacha seems to be very often the fact that there's Tircha. I want to read you a lesson of the Raviyah, Allah, this idea that we mentioned in the Chinuch before, explaining the Gemara in Moed Katan about Hilchos Moed, Kilchos Kusim, and he speaks about the notion of Tircha. And he writes, that which it says in the Gemara that Hilchos Moed is Kilchos Kusim, and Od Lo Mesarcha Hakos El Chachamim, Reida, when a Melach is Asa, when it's Mutter, Ko Taloi Kidei She Yismach B'Moed. Kodim Farsh B'Yushalmi, Umitoch Simcha, Noach lo lemod lohavin hilchus haregel. That's what you were supposed to learn on Yatif, hilchus haregel. And hashkina shora mitoch atzvus mo mitoch atzvus. Vechen l'gibay Torah. Continues the Rav Yoh Hilchach. Hecha de'ika tircha yisera. If there's a very great amount of tircha involved, aser shelibo atzu mipnei Torah. The Torah weighs on you. The Torah takes a mental toll on you. Vechen he tiru lasus melacha b'dava aved. Or by a pole that has nothing to eat. In other words, so Quentin, the very much the parameters of malacha are driven by the notion of tircha, namely, will you be able to take in and enjoy the moed? Will the malacha drive you away from that and undermine the ability to appreciate the moed? That seems to be what it's all about. And that's the basis of being matadava aved on the one hand, and asering when it's too much tircha, because you have to. It's a cost benefit analysis. If you're going to feel bad that you're losing money, but you're going to also take away your chtimchas achayim because of all your tircha, so then worry about your loss of money. But at least you have a little bit to be able to be mesameach. But if it's less tircha, then to the contrary, then do the tircha and go back to enjoying yantif and not worry mentally about all the loss of money. So everything's a balance. How do you cut it in terms of a particular case? And Chazal assess case by case what they think is ultimately in the best interest of being able to take in the spirit of yantif. Which brings us to a very interesting question. That is really somewhat unresolved, although the Olam is mostly Noe Gekula, but we should know that there are Machmirim as well, and it's far from simple. And that is, if we explain that the Issa Melacha, when it applies, with whatever the details and parameters that we'll soon discuss more specifically, is very much defined by the aspect of Tircha. The greater the Tircha, the more likely that you're not going to be able to do on Yantif what we want you to do on Yantif, to enjoy Yantif. So what about the other way? Let's say it's a malacha that doesn't have tircha, but technically it checks off the list as a malacha. If you look through Lamed Tes Malachas at Asr and Shabbos and Yantif, it's a malacha. You do a kesher shel kayama, right? And it's going to be a knot that's going to stay, like a sailor's knot, it's going to stay for days, which is technically kosher as that. But you know what? You're expert. You know, you do it. You do it in half a minute. You make the knot. Can you do it or not? It's a malacha, but it's not really tircha. You walk into the room, and let's assume even an incandescent bulb, which you don't have many today, but let's say that would be technically an esh. Okay, otherwise it's maybe drabanan, but whatever it is, but you put the switch on, it's a malacha. But what did you do? It's barely anything, right? You know, do you have a problem, basically, in the fact that you did a malacha if there's no tircha involved? So, does malacha carry weight independent of tircha? That's the question. Again, we know tircha without malacha can be aser because of specific examples that the Chazal told us are aser mishum tircha, and there's also drabanans that are based on tircha pragmatia. But what about the other way around? So, on one side of the issue, you have a case in Shulchan Aruch, and the question is how to interpret it. It's the din important Tav Kuf Mem, Siv Beis, should be in your list of Makoros, that if you have like something uneven on the ground, or in the house, on the ground, Mutu Lito Gavshushes Shibabais. So you have like a mound, the earth is a little bit uneven. In those days especially, the floors were like more like soil. So you smooth it out. And when you do that, you're technically doing a malacha, like bona or choresh, but it obviously doesn't have much effort. Yeah, you could just do it. It's simple. And you have it now even. It's mutter. And the question is how to understand that halacha. Do you have to resort to some technical category, quote, tzorach hamoed, to defend why it's mutter? Or can it be explained in light of what we just said? Because there's no tircha involved, so b'mela, you can't have an ism l'chomoy without tircha. So there's an emek bracha, Talmud of the Biskav Rav, that made this issue famous. Others talk about it as well. There are rishonim that learned this halacha based on simply the fact that there's no tircha. And there are other indications from the Mishnah Berurah, Daf gets mashma, that it's because he says l'tzorach hamoed. He brings that in. But he also says les b'torach. It's hard to know how to read it. But l'maisa, it seems more like he's talking about the fact that there's some element of tzorech. Do you need to come on to that? If I just put the switch on and off 10 times, there's no tzorech. Did I do malacha? Yes. Did I do tircha? Not really. It seems to be a machokas rishonim. That's ultimately. And again, the velt is generally make on this kind of thing. There's a halacha of, you can write an igeres shulum, it says igeres shel reshus, it says in the Mishnah. So there's a machokas what that means. Some say it has to do with a government document, but others say it means simply a friendly letter. So if you coin to those who learn, it means a friendly letter. So why is it okay to write a friendly letter? So we talk about ksiva, there's a whole simon about ksiva. But either you could say, because there's a tzorach hamoed, because you want to say hello to somebody, and the way they did it is they wrote a letter and they sent it out. Or you could say, some rishonim mashma, because it doesn't take much effort to write a quick, you know, you're not really writing in a formal way, you're just writing a quick hello. The equivalent would be a text for us, right? So you send a small text, you always have to figure out, is it tzorach hamoed, or is it without that, just the fact that you're not really doing much, it's not really preoccupying you, it's not tircha, so that alone is enough to say you're not doing anything wrong. So again, this is an unresolved issue. It could be nogeya, as I said, kosher. The Chai Adam happens to think that kosher applies, if it's not tzorach hamoed, it applies as an iser. I don't know that kosher is always going to be a tircha. Hotzah is also an example of this. There is a me'iri that says mefurish that hotzah does not apply on cholamoed. Now again, if you're just carrying something very light, so you could look at it from that perspective, that it's not really a tircha. There are those who want to be machmir on hotzah shel, if you're going to a place that has no eruv and it's not l'tzorach hamoed. They say the Chazon Ish was somewhat machmir on hotzah. It could be hotzah is stam more mutter because it's a malacha geruah, the gemara we call it malacha geruah, or it might be because it's not really considered tircha necessarily. Again, this is a very important question that, again, as they say, it's not perfectly resolved, but lighting a match, right? Simple, it's another example, Havar, you flip a match, again, and whatever. What do you do? Nothing really, but you did a melacha. One of the svarim that Shlomo Shabbos Kilchasa quotes is called Mishares Moshe. And he, his name was Shmuel Moshe Bamorp, I don't know who he is when he lived, but it was a sefer on the Rambam, and he very much goes in the vein that the whole notion of simchas of melechas cholamoid is merely about spirit of the day and tircha. So I read you a lashon because he formulates it very strongly. He says, "Neklot klala ze biyadecha." He writes this again. This is the shita that goes with kula. Ein b'cholamoid shum isa melacha. Machmas lesa de malacha. In other words, when you talk about Shabbos and Yantif, malacha is self-defining. The iser is the malacha. So that becomes the no-no. You did the malacha. You crossed that line. So he said, again, this is quoted by the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, so it's obviously a reputable sefer. He says, by Cholamayid, it's not asa machmas lesa de malacha, rak. Komasha asru v'gam Umashi Tiru, he rak ligeder mitzvah sase de simchas yantif. Komashi yeshba sias malacha, Riboy l'simchas yantif shari. Whatever, where the malacha would increase simchas yantif, it's permitted. The kol mashiyesh basis malacha minia l'simchas yantif aser. Halo amar akasav rak legede b'chol hayicholas shiyes simchas yantif. The eich derech b'nei adam b'malacha litztayer or b'minias malacha litztayer. Would you be mitztayer by doing the malacha? Would you be mitztayer? He looks at it from the focus of the emotional, mental reaction. Through doing the malacha, you mitztayer or not doing the malacha. Zet tolu fi ra'os eni chazal. In other words, again, chazal spoke about specific cases, so you can't decide on your own. You're not going to make the determination. Chazal say, this is how we see it. But what's guiding the Chazal's determination, this is what they're guided by. They're not guided by malacha per se, they're guided by the larger consideration of where you're going to have more simchas yantif or less simchas yantif. Zeh tol fi ra'os eni chazal, v'alpi zeh naktu davar aved shari. De'iyeh asu yitzdayer. If you're going to ask a davar aved, you're going to feel very upset. Umelvat shalo yismach biyantif, b'minyas malacha yitzdayer. To the contrary, yitzorach ha-moed shari, de'ikah simchas yantif. Why is sorach ha-moed mutter? Because that enhances simchas yantif. Tchircha meruba asur, de'yesh b'zeh minyas simchas yantif. En lo mayochal is mutter. Why? De'ilo yasa yesh b'zeh minyas simchas yantif. V'al pizeh, malachos asus b'chol ha-moed. Again, it's not mitzad the malacha. It's because of simchas yantif umasur chacham. Again, this could work in theory, even within malachas being adoraisa. The chacham are the ones who are going to be koveya, but the parameters are what they are. The chachamim can fill in, and now we have to extrapolate for us what examples for us fit within whatever categories. We obviously have the categories for us, but the categories themselves are not, you know, are fluid somewhat because they themselves are defined by a larger agenda. Okay, so now, again, that's why this issue of tircha without malacha is, malacha without tircha is such an important question, because at the end of the day, you did a malacha, but there doesn't seem to be any tircha involved. Is that enough to simply run with that and say it's mutter, again, which is probably what most people assume, or the yesh machmirim as well? Again, it comes up in so many different examples. You want to, even at the end of yantif, let's say, end of chol hamoed, you have your cell phone and you want to close it. Why? Is that because of davar aved? Because the battery is going to run out if you leave it on. What's the benefit? It's not sorach hamoed right now. You're about to enter into Shvi Shel Pesach or Shmini Atzeres. What are you gaining by closing the phone right now? And if you consider that to be something of a malacha, whatever level malacha, so technically, what's the sorach hamoed? But if you just say, what did I do? I pushed a button. I didn't do anything. So that's a perfect example of the issue. There's no tircha, but maybe a malacha. You could consider it a malacha. Okay, so let's talk about different categories and the parameters within them. One of the categories we called was Sorach HaMoed, right, the very big category. So there are conditions within that. Again, there are so many examples and cases, and a lot of it is very much technical with cases, this Mana Mishnah, so that isn't the gear for us per se, but let's talk in the broad categories, and then again, you can look at the sifrim themselves, simon by simon. But based on the Mishnais in the first parak in Moed Katan, when we are matif something with Sorach HaMoed, there's still another couple of conditions. What are they? First of all, it should be done Maisa Hedyot, not Maisa Uman. These are the two phrases. Maisa Hedyot means that it's not so professionally done. So let's say there's some kind of sewing that you have to do for something that's relevant, but you wouldn't wear it on Chol HaMoed. So you do it in a way that's not so straight, the buttons, and it's a little bit crooked, that's called Maisa Hedyot. The more of a skilled type of a labor, then it's a problem. Another example, and I think that based on the Mishnayis, that it ought to be done b'tsina, not b'farhesia, because people don't always know that you're doing the Tzorach HaMoed. So they see you doing a malacha. So the more that you do it with a heker, you do it b'tsina, so that's another requirement, that it should be done not in a more obvious way. And one more condition, take a question in a second, is it's a very important thing, it's going to be negiah davar aved as well, not to be mechavin malach to hamoed. Tzorach hamoed might be mutter, but not if you easily could have done it before, and you said, I'll wait for yantif and do it then, with tzorach hamoed. Now, again, whether deraisa d'rabban, that we had the various shitas, and according to Ramban, really it's mutter always, but mid'rabban and it's usher, if it's not, if it's a maisa uman, these are the Mishnayis, Daf Tes, Daf Yud Aleph, and so on. How you define these things is also not so simple. But let me take a question or two before I continue. Yes?
In terms of what Rebbe said with Ma'aseh Hedyot versus Ma'aseh Uman.
That's what we're going to talk about now, more specifically. Yeah.
So let's say I were to stitch up my buttons or someone else were to stitch up the buttons, and they're not, they themselves don't like do that as a profession, but they do it well.
Right. So this is where it gets a lot, very sticky. How do you define it? Does it define by the way it looks? It looks professional? Does it define by whether a kid can do it? Or any, you know, someone of low intelligence could do it. He could do it without thinking very much. This came up, you know, I don't know, what would you say? Changing a tire, a flat tire. Would you call it a Ma'aseh Hedyot or Ma'aseh Uman? Depends who, I call it Ma'aseh Uman. I don't know how to do it, right? I mean, but like, on the other hand, you don't need a mechanic necessarily to do it, right? Anyone who works with a Chaverim or anyone who's a little bit handy can do it. What do you define? So obviously, there are certain things that only a mechanic can really be able to do. So that's why the issue can come up. Your car, the issue with your car, you can't have it done, you know, even Tzorech HaMoed, you can't. Unless it rises to something more than Tzorech HaMoed, Tzorech HaGuf, as we'll soon see. But if it's purely Tzorech HaMoed, you can't have a mechanic deal with some, you know, something that only a mechanic can deal with. There used to be, I mean, this is Nogia printing, right? Siva. Printing from a printer. So it looks old-fashioned typewriters. When I was growing up, you had typewriters. Typewriters never look so professional because it's sometimes you hit the button a certain way, it doesn't, the stroke doesn't quite make the ink look as strong on the paper. Another time you stroke it, it's a little bit tight, a little bit more ink. At the end of the day, it can look very, very amateurish. That was typewriters. When we print from a computer, inkjet, whatever it is, it obviously looks pretty professional. It looks like a professional. But then again, anyone can do it. How do you define that? Is that Ma'aseh Hedyot or Ma'aseh Uman? And very nogea, because if you want to print something during Chol HaMoed that is for the sake of the Moed, for a shir you're going to give, for something for the end of Yantif, so if you hold that this is called Ma'aseh Uman, you can't do it. You have to do all that before Yantif. If it's Ma'aseh Hedyot, because anyone can do it, that's okay with Tzorech HaMoed. Before we had, you know, digital cameras, so there was film, right? You'd have to pick a picture and then you would develop it later on. When I was growing up, you have to take it to Kodak or whatever it is to develop the film. But then there was something called a Polaroid camera, which means that you could press a button. After you take the picture, you push a button and out would come the picture. Now, our digital pictures are probably much nicer than even Polaroid, but it looked good. And you got the picture right away. So the question came up with Rav Moshe and Rav Yankov. They were arguing about whether to take a picture and print it with a Polaroid camera would be permitted with Tzorech HaMoed. Because on the one hand, anyone could push the button and get your picture coming out. On the other hand, it looked like a real picture and it was looked a little professional. So I think Rav Yankov thought that was a Melechus Uman, and Rav Moshe thought it was Ma'aseh Hedyot. Because it's anyone can do it. These are the kinds of questions that, again, to this extent, even to this day, I don't know that we know definitively one way or the other. You have to decide which sheet you'll go with, and then you follow from that. Yes?
So just to clarify, the three considerations that we just mentioned for what to do with Tzorech HaMoed, I just did Ma'aseh Hedyot, Bitzinah, and...
Show you Chal Melachta LeMoed.
Yeah, which, so right. Do you need... All three?
Yes. In other words, yes. Any one of them would make a problem. In other words, if it's Ma'aseh Uman, then you don't have a Heter Tzorech HaMoed. Get whether Derais or whether Drabanan. Even if you hold Melach as Derais, according to Ramban, according to some Rishonim, all of this is Derais. Even Tzorech HaMoed, Ma'aseh Uman is Derais. According to other Rishonim, the whole Isser, any time is only Drabanan. According to Ramban, it's in the middle. Once you get to Tzorech HaMoed or Dava Aved, then it's already mutam in the Raisa, and any condition that we now impose on that is only the Rabbanan. So for the Ramban, the requirement of Ma'aseh Hedyot, not Ma'aseh Uman, is only the Rabbanan. But either way, it's still Asr. So that's one Tanai. Another Tanai, which again will be the Rabbanan for the Ramban, is that it be done Bitsina. Mochri Peros, Mishnah says, Mochrim Bitsina, not everybody knows. Sim Tav Kuf Gamed Gimel, Sif Hei, Kol Malachos Shem Tzorech HaMoed, Kish Osim Osam Umaneyem, Osim Bitsina. And again, it's because it's a malacha that's not muchach. If it were muchach, it's one thing. If it's not muchach that you're doing it with Tzorech HaMoed, so then you have to do it in a way that's not going to create people wondering that you're doing a malacha Chol HaMoed. And then the third thing is that can be, or there's going to be nogea again by davar aved, is not to mechavi melachto lemoed. This is in Tavkuf Lamed Vav, when you're preparing something for riding, and also in Gabi Ahet of davar aved comes up again, not to mechavi melachto lemoed. Now, this is specifically, and the idea is because it's zilzil, to do it on Yantif, and you could have done it before, and you purposely said, I'm going to get it, specifically do it on moed. The lashon of the chinuch, back in Shin Chav Gimel, what's the basis for asking if it's mechavin melachto? Ki lo lasok melacha hukvu yemei choshamokim l'smocha f'nei Hashem, l'skabetz v'midrashos v'lishmoa noam in Mesefer, to go to hear Hilchos Pesach v'Pesach, and so on. And it's part of Vazes HaMoados, if you're mechavin melachto l'moed. Now, this is not the same thing as efshel asosu me'erev yontif. If you could have done it erev yontif, and you wanted to, but something came up at the last minute, and you have to wait. That's not called mechavim lachto l'moed. Something happened. Okay, so that's still okay. Mechavim lach means hini muchan mezuman. You knew meirosh that I'm going to wait to do it on yanta because it's tzarech hamoed. But you planned it that way. That's going to be very negated by davar aved as well. You don't have a heter davar aved if you're mechavim lachto l'moed. Now all of this is called tzarech hamoed. There's a smaller category, more narrow category, that would not have these limitations, and that called Sorech HaGuf, Ochel Nefesh, and by extension, Sorech HaGuf. When it comes to Ochel Nefesh, so you want to spend 10 hours a day Chol Moed preparing your meals for Chol Moed, and the last days of Yontif, you want to have a professional chef come in and prepare for all the guests that you're going to have over Chol Moed over the last days of Yontif. It could be the most amazing Maisa Uman, the best chef in the world. You can be Toreach, you can be Mechavin Melachto. You know you're going to have your chef coming in on Chol Moed doing this work. You can do it Befar Hesya. None of this applies when we talk about Ochel Nefesh. It could be Befar Hesya, not Betzina. It could be Maisa Uman. It could be with Tircha. Not a problem. When it comes to Tzorchi HaGuf, so here as well, there's a heter even by Maisa Uman. A woman can prepare her tachshitim on moed, and that's like Ochel Nefesh. It's an extension of that. Without the special gzeira of not allowing haircuts, a chum will go there, not a special gzeira that wanted you to take your haircuts before Yontif, so they said don't take haircuts on Yontif. But without that gzeira, it would have been mutter. So what do you see? You see that Tzorchei HaGuf is mutter on Yontif, even if it's a professional, it's Maisa Uman to take a haircut, but it would have been mutter because it's Tzorech HaGuf is mutter for Tzorech HaMoed. But Chazal had their reasons to make a special gzeira. So again, this is why you can take a shower with soap on Chol HaMoed, you can brush your teeth. You know, all these types of things are extensions of Ochel Nefesh, it's Tzorech HaGuf. Okay. There's a big, interesting question that emerges regarding going to a doctor. There's a chulki deis about this question. If you have a pre-existing condition, a komodin, that you can have your visit, it's Sorech HaGuf, it's like an extension of Ochel Nefesh, and you need to have that visit done because you have a pre-existing condition. You can plan it, you can schedule it in advance, and so on. The question is, let's say, and also there's something like this. If let's say your glasses break, again, you can't see without them. This is all Tzorech HaGuf. Let's say it's not a pre-existing condition. It's literally your annual checkup, your cleaning, your teeth cleaning to hygienist. There's no reason that you had to do it Chol HaMoed except that you have more time because you're busy working or in school, and so you're off. So the question is, would that be mutter or not? So the yesh v'yesh, there are poskim in Eretz Yisrael, especially seem to assume there's a comment of the Ramah that they're guided by that anything that's refuah is mutter. Now, simply stated, that means that there was a gzeira on Shabbos not to take pills because of a gzeira of shchikas samimanim. It's a gzeira d'rabanan, and that certainly doesn't apply in Chol HaMoed. But they take it further than that, and they say anything that's for the sake of refuah is mutter in Chol HaMoed. You can schedule any doctor's appointment on Chol HaMoed. I think Rav Shechter might also be Mako, if I'm not mistaken on this. I know Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he did not agree with this. He felt that if there's any michush bi'alma, any pre-existing condition of any kind, yes. But if it's simply the fact that you're scheduling it on Chol HaMoed because it's convenient to do it, but you don't need to have the appointment for any pressing reason. And Rav Shimon Zalman also felt it because there's malacha being done by the doctor, by the dentist, and I don't think that they were comfortable with having this. So again, you have to know what your posik is going to tell you on this, but from what I saw, it's a machok, it's whether it's considered a zilzul in Chol HaMoed to just have a regular routine doctor's appointment, not for any particular condition. If you have any condition of any kind, even minor, that's a different story. Then for sure it's mutter. Interesting question also on this, and we'll go on to Davar Aved. Another interesting question. You're going cherry picking, apple picking. So, Tzorach HaMoed, how many apples can you pick that you're going to have over Chol HaMoed, right? Between Chol HaMoed and the last days, you make how much applesauce, right? You don't have to mitzamsem when you're cooking Chol HaMoed, that if you have something left over for after Yontif, that's okay. If you know when you're cooking, Ochel Nefesh example, that you're cooking clearly, not just for Yontif, that's a problem. You're not allowed to do malacha. Hachana is different, but malacha for the sake of not Tzorach HaMoed is usur. That's the isur malacha b'chol moed, not for Tzorach HaMoed. But if you happen to not be so particular, you take more or less it could conceivably be finished over moed, that's okay. How many apples conceivably can you have between now and the end of Yontif from applesauce? So if it's within that range, for sure it's okay. Let's say you're picking far more than that. So the argument could be, well, you enjoy apple picking. So the Tzorach HaMoed is not the apples that you can have after the adventure, but just the activity itself. So, okay, if you want to be with that svara, I think you can justify however many apples you pick. You'll have it for afterwards, but you're doing right now Tzorach HaMoed. But it's an interesting question because you measure it by the activity itself is enjoyable for you right now, and therefore it's not about what you're getting from it later, it's what you're getting right now. So that would be the answer. Fishing would be a similar type of a question. This is all within the range of Tzorach Ochel Nefesh, Tzorach HaGuf, which again have no limitations, as we talked about, and Tzorach Yontif, right? Tzorach HaMoed, which we have more limitations based on. There has to be not Mechavim Rachdu HaMoed, and not Befarhesya, and not Melechis Uman. A very big, big category is Davar Aved. Two big simanim in Shulchan Aruch. Davar Aved, example after example after example, Beis HaShalchin, in the beginning of the Masechta. The main issue to think about when Davar Aved is being discussed is, as we noted before, a balancing act between the tircha on the one hand and the hefzid on the other. How much hefzid? How much tircha? And you see examples in the Gemara about this. What do you give more credence to? The Beis HaShalchin can be watered. If it's less tircha, the more tircha, more likely it will be aser. You always have to make a cheshbin. There's a lashon of the Ramban I forget the lashon that he uses, that they were shokel. Hefzid connected torach and torach connected hefzid. There's a case in the Gemara, you have two pitchers that have to be insulated. One is larger, one is smaller. Now, on the one hand, the potential hefzid involved, if you're not going to insulate it, is greater with the bigger pitcher. On the other hand, the tircha is also bigger. So, in a smaller pitcher, there's less tircha, but less hefzid. This is a question. Those are the cheshbonos that come in. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, when he talks about Davar Aved, he says, Kol melacha she'em lo yasa osa b'mo yesham hefzid meruba osin osa uvilvad she'lo yieba torach harbe. The Rambam formulates the din of Davar Aved as mutter if there's hefzid harbe, as long as there's no torach harbe. Ketzat, mashkin beis hashalchin b'moed, but not this way, not only this way. And so this is always one of the main issues that hovers over Davar Aved, how much tircha is involved. Here's the question Rabban that I was alluding to. Shiaru bo torach kineged hefzid, hefzid kineged torach. Again, when you have a heter Davar Aved, you have to also know if there's any. And what about a suffix davar aved? Let's say it might be. So that could also be davar because you might be losing money. Should you try to do a davar aved aide goy is a question. Should you try to minimize aide akum possibly? You also can't. Can you do it b'schar? The Ramah says yes, but the Bir Halacha thinks it's a big chiddush. Best to do it not for schar. Again, the big no-nos with Dava Amid. You cannot be Matu Dava Amid if it's going to be Melechad Machto Amoi. They penalized you. Chazal said you can't even benefit from it. There's a suffix anymore. Maybe even your son would be penalized if the person died. That we hold not. But Ad Kedei Kach, the Chazal were very strict about not being Mechad Machto Amoi. And that would be, again, with Dava Amid. The main thing is the Tircha issue. The issues, examples, practical examples, contemporary examples of this would be like this. Number one, pictures. So a picture is worth 1,000 words, and you're only going to have this opportunity now because now is when you visited this one and that one in the family. They got together. You could say tiny to Dava Aved because you're not going to have that. Again, it's another application of Dava Aved. Chazon Ish wasn't so keen on that svara. Because it's only if it's a hefset neguf hachefetz. Here it's like minyas harevach. See, what does Dav Aved mean? Loss of investment. If you're not going to gain profit, that's not Dav Aved. You invested money, and now it's all going to go to waste. That's Dav Aved proper. That's the shiloh. Can you take a situation which is, an experience that you have, and you want to treasure it and have it, and if you don't do the malacha, taking the picture, you're not going to have it, does that fall into Dav Aved or not? Some want to say that with a picture it's different. You enjoy if it's digital camera, so you take the picture, and now it's Tzorach HaMoed to show everyone the picture right now, and you took it. So we're enjoying it right here and now. So the simcha is in the present, just like we said when you pick the apples. It doesn't matter, you have more apples than you need for Yontif, but you're enjoying the activity. So the activity becomes Tzorach HaMoed. The basis could have could be that, not based on Dava HaAved. Again, some gedolim they say were machmir and pictures are chol moed. The Velt is clearly maker on this. A big discussion. We're going to see ksiva as its own siman in Shulchan Aruch. But when you want to write chidushei Torah, so there's a lot of interesting literature about this question, and a lot of the terim are based on Dava Aved. Dava Aved, because you have to learn all the time, and if you're not going to write the chidushim that you have now, then you have other chidushim to write after Yontif. So this is going to get lost. And also you're not going to remember it, so then you're going to lose it. So that's what the Shari Tshuva at the end of Tavkuf Mem Hei quotes from one of the Rishonim, Shutman HaShemayim. He sent a letter under his pillow, and he got an answer with these obscure words. The answer was, Im Avedas Kesef Hutter Melechus Chol Moed, Koshkin Yeshlochesh Al Avedas HaMargolius HaYikoros of Machshavas HaTorah HaKadosha. Yes?
The fact that you enjoy the activity, making it
ahead to it, that's based on Tzorach HaMoed. Tzorach HaMoed, you don't need to come out. In a Dava Aved, maybe it wouldn't be. Because Lamais to Dava Aved is only when you lost your investment. This is not a loss of capital, it's a loss of profit. So that would not constitute Dava Aved. But if you want to frame it as Tzorach HaMoed, that could be a different heter. In other words, Dava Aved has its own parameters. So is it Dava Aved or is it not? People find the head of Dava Aved can sometimes come up if you're going to lose business, or you're going to lose your work. If you have to come in, you try not to go to work on Chol Moed, for sure. Let's say a person knows if he can't take any of the vacation days on Chol Moed, if he takes off, he'll lose his job. Okay, losing a job is Dava Aved. So that becomes a heter in a real situation. A person who has no choice but to go to work, which is preferably what he should do is not go to work. But again, those kinds of cases, Dava Aved. But again, taking pictures, maybe yes, maybe not. Yeah.
Is Dava Aved only in the case of a loss of something that you would otherwise get? Or let's say would this be sorrowful good that you just need the money?
Needing the money is the other category. Post Engel Mayochal. If you mamish don't have what to eat, which again, very unusual, but that could be a basis to be matter in its own right. If you want to go the route of Dava Aved, then it has to be loss of principle. Provided the tircha is not excessive, then the fact that it's loss of principle is itself the basis. But what's called loss of principle versus loss of profit?
I just have a question on top of that.
Yeah.
With needing food,
because it's going to affect you in terms of your finances.
Is it food or is it like your financial well-being?
That's a good question. Again, it depends how destitute you would be, is really the question, because Yom HaYochel sounds very desperate. If it's just a little bit that you'll be having to be, you know, be a little more thrifty and frugal, I don't know if that would be enough to constitute, have to, you know, like Dava Ave necessarily. You'd have to ask a Shaila, these kinds of things. Yeah. Let's see whatever time we can do. We have to just finish a few more categories. Tavkuf Mem Dalet, so we mentioned Dava Ovid knows two simanim. Sarchei Rabim is a mishnah beginning of Ma'id Katan that they used to do fixing the roads and the pits and the kvarim and the Yushalmi adds other types of things which are communal things. Arifas Ega, Ritzias Eved Ivri. The basis for the Heter Sarchei Rabim is because in the time of the Mishnayis, there was no municipality with the government that would take care of these things. So people themselves had to step in. But people, naturally, weren't always available. They were working. So Memela, there was a heter built in that in order that these things get done, they said Dafka Cholmoid would be the opportunity to get involved for the sake of the public benefit, for the public welfare, and therefore they permitted it. This, again, is even if it's not Tzorach HaMoed, it's its own category. This is not locked in by Tzorach HaMoed. This is a new category that's matir called Tzorchei Rabim. If it's a Tzorach HaMoed, it could also be Maisa Uma that's mutter. Normally, Tzorach HaMoed is only mutter and Maisa Hedyot. If the Tzorchei Rabim is done, and it's also Tzorach HaMoed, then it can be done Maisa Uma. The question that comes up, Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah, is if Tzorchei Rabim that's not Tzorach HaMoed, can you use a Maisa Uma? That's a question. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan in this siman says, "Gemaisa, quote unquote, yesh levroach nepnei haterim sheyesh bem zilzul moed." Again, important caveat. People think anything goes. You know, oh, we'll do whatever. We'll build a shul. We'll do whatever. Tzorchei Rabim, and they'll get all the contractors and whatever. If it's not mamish tzorach hamoed right now, if you have to pave the road to the shul, people could fall. No question. Get in all the contractors, the best contractors, Maisa Uman, absolutely. If it's just the fact that it's a Tzorchei Rabim, but it's not Tzorach HaMoed, Maisa Hedyot, yes, even if it's not Tzorach HaMoed, but still it's Mutter because it's Tzorchei Rabim. But again, it's time to be Mutter, just anything is not so simple. Ksiva B'chol Moed is a separate simin. The issue really is, what are we discussing? If it's Tzorach HaMoed, it's basically Mutter, but only Maisa Hedyot. What is Ksiva? Is Ksiva Maisa Hedyot or Maisa Uman? So most people assume today that our Ksiva, that's called Ksav Meshita, like Ksav Rashi, if they're writing in it's not Ksav Ashuas, black letters, or our Ksiva in whatever language, is not really a Maisa Uman. So therefore, anything that really helps you right now for what you need to do, you have a shopping list, and you, instead of using your phone, you want to write it out on a piece of paper, settle to have it, that's Negea, or technically, anything that's right now helpful for you for what you need to do that day, technically should be mutter. There might be a chumrah to write in a slanty way, somewhat with a shinui. So that may be. But again, this is how we look at it. Some people assume if you could, again, printing might be its own shayla because it might be called Maisa Uman. Typing on a computer is less a problem of ksiva than regular ksiva. So if you just use a computer, you don't print it out, that would certainly be an advantage. Okay. In Tavkuf Mem Beis talks about Melachos that are mutter, still you should not pay for it, not take money for it. That's like an uvda d'chol, says the Mishnah Berurah. The question is, let's say something like babysitting. So the poskim discuss it. Most poskim say that if it's not really a tircha type of activity, then it's not going to be usher for taking money. But again, it's a discussion because you're not supposed to take money for what you do on Chol HaMoed. Amira La'akum is its own simon, as I mentioned before. And again, technically, if you look at this, could be Nogeir the Sheler, it's Asad Midarais or Drabanan, because Shvus to Shvus is Mutter B'Makom Mitzvah. So if you're telling them to do Isad Drabanan and Amira La'akum is Drabanan, so then you have two Shvusim. But if Chol HaMoed is Asad Midaraisa, then you have to get the Shvus to Shvus. So you have to deal with. But if the whole issa is only a drabban anyway, then you already have a shvus to shvus. The mokum mitzvah for sure it's mutter. But the question is, you know, what about the melacha itself? There's a special gzeira tavkuf gamites pragmatia. This is not the raisa for sure. Not you can't engage in business. This is why you can't order something. can't do ordinary purchases. You can't order on the internet something on just because you want to buy it. You can't just engage in commerce. If it's a davar avi, it's mutter. If it's a chol nefesh, it's mutter. You can go to the makolet, to the, you know, whatever grocery, and get whatever you need for your moed needs. But stam is right to shop. It's not tzorach hamoed. It's not allowed. And again, real negei lemaisa, you can't just do your shopping on the internet. There is a basis to be matir if there's a particular sale that would not be on anymore after yantif. So there, it's not about davar avi. This is about principle and not profit. Here, lemaisa, you won't be able to get it at that price. So then it's like a shayara, it's called in the Gemara. It's a fear that's happening only now, that possibly could be mutter to do the purchase, even if it's again, because it's you're going to have to pay much more afterwards. That's called Zeres Pragmatia, that's usser, as we said, because of Torah. And the special Zeres that we mentioned before are three things. There's shaving, haircuts, there's laundry, which we said Chazal asserd, because we don't want you to come into Yantif in a state of not being unkempt. The question is today. See, the Gemara, the Mishnah says that if there are certain people that they got out of prison, for example, other examples, they came from a distant place, they couldn't take a haircut before Yantif, so they're exempt and they can take on Yantif. The question becomes, people today who regularly shave, so you shave before Yantif, everyone knows you shave almost every day, so could that make it mutter to shave a chol moed or not? So there Rav Moshe the Tshuva says fundamentally he's inclined to think that it would be mutter, but Baal Nefesh should be machmer, he recommends be machmer anyway, and it's brought in the name of the Rav that he thought that once you say it's mutter, then you should actually dafka take advantage of tzorach Yantif for the sake of enjoying Yantif, but most people are still machmer on this, umaisa, because it's always been the minhag that people did not shave on Chol HaMoed. Regarding laundry, so there are certain examples of a terem. If things get soiled regularly, children's clothing, whatever age it would be, considered to be that they naturally get soiled anyway, or towels, those things are not part of the gzeira. Everything else is also based on this gzeira of kibbutz. Regarding cutting nails, says Machokis, Machaber, and Ramash, Ashkenazim, and Sfardim. The Shulchan Aruch says you can even use one of them, so you can use a nail clipper. And is it the Shulchan? I think it's the Shulchan Aruch that's matir for Sfardim, and the Ramaz machmir from a nail clipper. If you bite it, that's not nice anyway, but that would be mutter. But the same idea. Do the laundry before Yantif. Don't come in not having done your laundry, therefore they made the gzeira. Just to say a word or two about tefillin b'chol hamoed. Are we davening mincha here, I'm guessing? Yeah? Because it's already coming up to the time, yeah? Okay, so we'll daven mincha, so I can just finish in the next few minutes. Tefillin b'chol hamoed is a very interesting issue, because the Gemara learns out that we don't have tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif, based on the fact that there is an os already. Shabbos is an os, Yantif is an os, so mishat svichim os. So where does that fall regarding chol hamoed? So partly it could depend. It's Tosis in a few different places that raises the issue. So if you view the os of Shabbos and Yantif in terms of Issa Malacha, then you have to ask yourself, Issa Malacha b'chol hamoed, is it Doraisa Drabana? That could be possibly a nafka mina. If Issa Malacha, when it exists, is Doraisa, then we have an os already on chol hamoed, therefore you don't wear tefillin chol hamoed. If the Issa Malacha is only Drabana, then you can't say that there's an os of Malacha, there's no Issa Malacha b'Doraisa. Perhaps, on the other hand, the os of Shabbos and Yantif is not the Issa Malacha, but it's the mitzvahs associated with the Yantif, such as Sukkah, Lulav, Sukkah or matzah, that there's an Issa Chameis and Achilas Matzah, so that would apply Chol Moed as well. The old minhag in Ashkenaz was always to wear tefillin Chol Moed. There's a whole sefer called Shor Shel Minhagei Ashkenaz. It came out with now 5 volumes. It's a whole foundation of sorts, and the 5th volume is the thickest of all, and the entire volume is devoted to show that the old minhag Ashkenaz was to wear tefillin chol hamoed. The Beis Yosef says in Hilchos Tefillin in Lamed Aleph that the Zohar came out, and the Zohar says it's a terrible thing to wear tefillin chol hamoed, and since then we don't wear tefillin chol hamoed. So This is why there's a lot of shittas now that Sfardim and Hasidim and people just out of convenience decide not to wear tefillin cholamayid. But clearly in the Rishonim you see, even in Mashmos and many Rishonim, Rashi even talks about in Sukkah, a person has different mitzvahs to perform, and Rashi includes Sukkah, Lulav, tefillin. It sounds like it's possible to have all of them to do at one time. So, yeah, so the old minhag was to even, Rav Moshe says that if you wear tefillin, but don't make a bracha, some people do like that. There's a discussion of what is this go to do, and Rav Moshe found different indications about this, whether if you have in one shul, people who do one and people who do the other, and having one minyan is probably better not to have that. In some shuls, it's just what you have. Some people say it's not the same kind of keilah structure that it used to be. So not lo sisko do, but I found that Moshe even is willing to say that if most people are wearing tefillin, for example, even those who normally don't wear tefillin, would be no problem to wear tefillin, not to buy lo sisko to do. That's what they bring in the Masoras Moshe, which is like a diary of things that conversations of Moshe had with his grandson. But then again, the other way around also would hold it. If you're in a shul that generally is the minhag is not to wear, you shouldn't wear. I don't think people are necessarily machmir that way. Here and there, people are machmir to go behind the machitza and join by halal. So whichever direction, most people do one thing, and then the other outliers would go behind the machitza until they get together. I don't know. It's the verdict is still not out yet about this, but some people have separate minyanim for that reason. But in terms of the other minyanim of davening, we should just know the chalukim between Chol Hamoed Pesach, Chol Hamoed Sukkos. Chol Hamoed Sukkos is how every day. The Gemara explains because the karbanos change day to day. Therefore, Rashi explains in Tainis, it's like every day is its own Kedushas Hayom, its own Chag. Therefore, you say full Hallel every day of Sukkos. But Pesach, the karbanos don't change. Therefore, the Kedushas Hayom of the remainder of Sukkos, of Pesach is identical to that of the first day. Therefore, there's no need to say Ho Hallel. The Bia Nafka Mina, because if a person, for whatever reason, would not have been able to daven and say Hallel the first days of Pesach, for whatever reason, and the first time they're davening to say Hallel is Chol Hamoed, or even Shvi Shel Pesach, they would actually need to say Ho Hallel based on this, because they haven't yet said Ho Hallel yet. So the Moshe Salveshik Paskin that way. There's another reason that's brought by the Beis Yosef B'Shem HaMedrash, that you don't say Ho Hallel Pesach because Shvi Shel Pesach, the mitzvim drowned, and therefore you don't want to say Ho Hallel Masi Yad Tovim Bayam. You don't want Chol Hamoed Pesach to be any more strict than the last day, so you don't say Ho Hallel. But according to that reason, then you would never say Ho Hallel, even if you didn't say the first days. But according to the Gemara's reason, strictly speaking, you should still say Ho Hallel. So that's an interesting question. Another nafka mina from this issue, in terms of Pesach versus Sukkos, is Shabbos Chol Hamoed. When you have the Haftorah, do you say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim, or just say Mekadesh HaShabbos? So by Pesach, we just say Mekadesh HaShabbos. But on Sukkos, which every day is its own unique Kedusha, Chalukim B'Korban HaSein, then you would actually say Yisrael V'Azmanim in the Brach of the Haftorah as well. Okay, Chag Kosher V'Sameach to everybody.